Social workers in Iraq say the years of war have robbed many children not only of their parents, but also of their childhood. NPR's Jamie Tarabay has the story that serves as an example of that. She met a young Iraqi girl who's living on the edge of adulthood and also on the edge of prostitution.
She's absolutely tiny, skinny arms and legs with a headscarf that keeps slipping off her thick black hair. She swears she's a good girl and doesn't go around with bad people, but the faint shimmer of makeup on her cheeks and the chipped nail polish on her little fingers tell a different story.
They say, look, she is so beautiful, or hi, you piece of candy. They tell me they would give me everything if only I would have sex with them. But I walk away without saying a word.
Raghad is 13. She has a smart aleck swagger common in many street kids, and she's defensive when she talks. But her tough exterior crumbles when her older sister Shahid tells of how much she hates to hear men mutter profanities at her little sister. Hearing her talk, Raghad starts to cry.
Do you think I have relations with boys? No. Ask anyone in the neighborhood whether I'm a good girl or not.
The sisters couldn't look more different. 14-year-old Shahid wears a floor-length dark tunic with a white headscarf that allows not a wisp of hair to be seen. Underneath her red jacket, Raghad wears a bright pink t-shirt stretched thin over her tiny chest. Her fitted jeans have sparkles on them. The differences don't end there. Shahid dreams of becoming a teacher and studies hard. She easily recites a poem they were taught in school while her sister watches. She also tries to tell Raghad there are bad people everywhere.
I tell her not to talk to them. People are corrupt and a girl should preserve her chastity. God will help her.
Shahid and Raghad's father is in jail and their mother left them long ago. They live with relatives who don't bother to ask where they go after school. Shahid says she goes straight home and does homework. But Raghad, even if she goes to school, loiters behind with older girls. Raghad begins talking about the exploits of other girls. Girls at school who go to a man's house unaccompanied, taboo in this culture. She talks about a girl who goes inside shops where shopkeepers give her money and have fun with her. She doesn't explain what having fun means, but there are enough examples around her. Girls Raghad's age hover at police checkpoints or intersections, first begging for some change, then offering sexual favors, anything for money. Raghad coughs and wipes her nose with her sleeve. She knows she's treading a fine line. She's not afraid of the adults in her life who allow her to run around unchecked, but she fears Shiite militants, men who belong to Shiite militias who set fire to liquor stores and try to enforce strict Islamic law. Her other sister, who is already working as a prostitute, left home after too many close calls with the militia, says Raghad.
They warned her. They said, behave yourself or else we'll shave your head and take you to mosque and punish you by religious law.
But whatever the threat, it's not enough to convince Raghad to avoid trouble. Their neighbors, a friendly husband and wife, say they try to help. The wife wants to buy Raghad more conservative clothes and appeals to the young girl to follow her elder sister's more chaste example. But Raghad is also like any teenage girl growing up, shy and at the same time curious.
I ask my friends what it is in me that men find so attractive. They tell me they just want to have fun.
She says she tries not to pay attention to the men, but it's hard to look away. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.